This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Money. That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard are here to make you a friend of ours.
That would mean you were made, guy.
Investigating what is and isn't legit.
Was that a fugazi? All right.
That's a fugazi. We looked at it for 2 seconds.
Seeing through the lines to make you a better better.
I know you know. And I know you know I know you know.
The FTM Army is being sent for.
In our thing, you get sent for, you go in alive, you come out dead. And it's your best friend that does.
These two wise guys would never steer you wrong.
Forget about it.
This is Real or Fugazi on Follow the Money.
Beautiful. Kicking off the hour with a banger here, Paulie. Let me take you back to January of 2024. The Detroit Lions kicked a field goal to go up at halftime in San Francisco of the NFC title game. 24-7 was the score. They lost that game. Fast forward to last year, 15-2, one seed, absolute buzzsaw. Had a zillion injuries. Could not win a playoff game. Eliminated from the playoffs yesterday on Christmas Day after one of the most vomit-inducing performances by any team of the entire year.
Goff was terrible.
The Lions' title window has closed. Real or Fugazi?
100% real. Go back to that game after they lost. Campbell had a hand in it. He wouldn't kick field goals. What if this is the only chance we get? This might be our only chance we get. He was right. You had the bad luck last year, the injuries. Then Goff had the pick six, the turnovers. Ben Johnson, for whatever reason, refused to run the ball. You couldn't lose that game to Washington. And they did. And now this year. Again, I'd like to see what the price was on them to finish in last place, which could happen now. But I totally agree. And it's unfortunate.
It sucks.
I like him. I like Campbell. But this escalated quickly. And now what do you do? I mean, now you run it back with Goff. He's getting up there in age.
I'm sure.
And the bad luck where they just can't stay healthy. That's the other thing.
I mean, I hope...
Who's calling plays, dude?
I hope we're wrong on this. Because I would love that fan base to win a title. Much like the same thing with the Bills. But... that's it. They had a two-year window to do it, and now forget it. And now because coordinators leaving like last year, Ben Johnson, and based on what is going on in Detroit, tied into what's happening in Chicago, if they win there. Watching that game yesterday made me think, again, the odds here to win Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
How's Ben Johnson not the short shot?
If he wins Sunday, I think he's got to get it now.
I totally agree.
Because that eliminates Shanahan then and the 49ers. Because you're not going to have Niners get the one seed then.
Right.
I think if the Bears win Sunday, Ben Johnson has to get it. If you watch how bad Detroit's been this year and what he's done with the Chicago offense. Absolutely.
I'm right there with you. And by the way, it will never open up like this for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills in the AFC again. Real or Fugazi?
Well, 100% real. How about they can't even get the division? That's another thing. No Lamar, no Burrow, no Mahomes, and you can't even win the division. Come on. It's another guy, the Harbaugh talk. How about McDermott on a hot seat? Fix the defense. It's terrible. But it's right there for him, and you might get your matchup that you want, Pittsburgh against the Bills again. And then, well, no one's afraid of going to Denver, and no one's going to be that intimidated going to New England if that's the next matchup. And they just won there, even though New England blew the 21-point lead. You're right. It's set up for them, but they still couldn't even get a good seat in the process.
Okay, but... Look, it's been an amazing year. The drama's off the charts. But I will say that I think we have between 0 and 3 good to really good teams in the league this year compared to like previous years. Is that real or Fugazi?
No, that's real. The Seahawks are good. Very good. The Rams are very good. New England's good. Denver's above average.
They all have flaws, though.
I would say that's it. What's the Patriots' flaw? I think the Patriots have a hell of a team.
They're fine. They have, if they were a college team, we'd be mocking their schedule.
Yeah.
So maybe it pans out to where, you know what, that meant nothing and they win the whole thing. I want to see them absolutely play different competition. And I'm scared to death of what the Rams defense is turning into and, the special teams. And then the Seahawks, of course, with Darnold and the lack of a running game, like you can pick all these teams apart. I think compared to like last year's teams, like Philadelphia, that team put them this year.
That's a monster,
right?
Yeah, that team was a monster.
Previous Niners teams, previous Chiefs teams, the Ravens even. I would like to sit here and tell you the Rams are like the runaway team, but they might be the five seed, and the guy can't get past what's going on with even the special teams.
Even the Bears. I love the story, but you're plus 21 in the turnover margin. This is an all-time generational run here by Netflix in terms of content the last 3 weeks, what they've done. Forget about, can you even put this together in a 2-3-4 year span, what they've done in the last 3 weeks. Doubleheader in the NFL, new Stranger Things episodes, Knives Out 3, another Dave Chappelle special, Murder in Morocco documentary, very good, the cover-up drops today, and the Sean Combs documentary by 50 Cent, which is awesome. Look at that run they've had. This is incredible.
Yeah, it's fugazi.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, Paul. You were laughing and you were like, oh my God, these matchups in the NFL are terrible on paper.
No, but I know, but that also gets eyeballs onto Netflix. And then it also, oh my God, this is the menu? This is the content that's coming out? This drops tomorrow? I get this tomorrow? That's an A-plus job by Netflix.
Nah, because season Stranger Things also overrated.
Yeah, it is.
And then, look, I haven't watched it yet. You were disappointed in Knives Out. I had other people tell me the show's terrible.
Not a good movie.
Then why is it such a great run?
No. Chappelle was very good. The Combs documentary's excellent.
I've heard great things about that documentary.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about this?
Like, it's must watch. Like, you have to carve out the time to watch it.
Oh, God, this guy was a lunatic. Oh, man.
Kind of had that idea.
You're not... What gave it away? One of the highlights is he tells his girlfriend, I can cheat on you. You can't cheat on me. And then she cheats on him, and he goes to the guy's house to kill him, and he's not there, so he decides just to blow his car up.
Oh, that's it? That was the ad-lib move
yes,
there?
Yes.
I don't know, the lakes full of oil, I guess, kind of like was a strange
lotion,
thing to me.
They got him. They got it.
They get into
they
that
got,
as well.
I tell you, I don't know how he got it, but 50 Cent did an incredible job getting all this video and stuff over the years. Okay.
The Lakers will make at least one trade that will move the needle before the deadline. Real or fugazi?
That's an ambiguous question. The whose needle? Like what?
Change their number in the market?
I don't think that happens.
Okay.
I'm going to say fugazi.
Fugazi?
I'm not in the locker room, but if it goes back to what he keeps preaching about its effort and lack of defense going into the Houston game, they were 24th in defense. Those are things I can fix.
Mm-hmm.
God goes back to that's a choice. I can fix effort. I can fix them what they're doing defense. I also have to get healthy. I can't have Reeves hurt. I can't have Luka in and out of the lineup. But I have a good... Can I beat OKC? No. Can I beat San Antonio? No. But I think I have a good enough roster that I can win a playoff series or two. And that's the best way to attack it. But I wouldn't do anything stupid or drastic just because you're up against two monsters here.
Right.
You can't compete with the San Antonio. I mean, they tanked for years, and then they got lucky in the lottery and also made some great draft picks. You just can't compete against OKC and the San Antonio roster with the depth and how young they are. It's not possible.
And with that said, the Spurs are winning the West.
You
are?
I'm there, absolutely. Well, yeah, it's a matchup nightmare. I mean, how many times do I have to see it? Not only are they beating them, they're crushing them. To have them down 20, to destroy them points in the paint like that, and then they go out and they do it again. No, revenge. Well, I don't care. We're 10-point dogs. We'll blast them on their home court. 117-102. Held them to 42 second-half points. It's matchup for them.
Like last 2-3 years, Oklahoma City in a revenge spot has been unbelievable. One of the best teams in the league. This is their kryptonite. Like, if they played tomorrow, the market going to tell us, OKC, got to be lane 10 again against the Spurs. What?
Yeah.
And I really want to have this now as the NBA, the Western Conference Finals now. Nothing against Joker, because I love the guy. But give us Spurs Thunder and the drama that would come with that. And I'm saying that because I also have the Spurs. Oh, actually, I would not want that, because I bet the Spurs yesterday 18-1 to win the West.
Yeah.
As long, we just need that dude to stay healthy.
I'm shocked.
By the way, he hit it out of the park there, too. The drafting of the young talent and making the move for Fox, they have done an incredible job here with roster construction.
Totally agree. Absolutely. What a story.
Good.
Yep. Excellent. I wish I had your number, though. 18-1 to win the West.
I couldn't believe when Boyd popped that up yesterday. They still had it. Every other house is like 8 or 9 to 1.
What a fiasco. So they shut Max Crosby down. They won't play him against the Giants. Hey, we're trying to get the number one overall pick.
Right.
Then he left the facility.
Yeah, so it wasn't his call.
We've been talking about this for a couple days, Carroll said. We didn't just spring this on him. It was exactly like you thought you would do and what we should do. And he goes, oh, okay, that's it. I'm not showing up. That's it. I want to play. The hell with it.
That's part of the deal? He said he wanted to play?
I don't give a bleep about the pick. I don't play for that.
There you go.
The facility.
Great job by this organization here. When you thought it could not get any worse for an NFL team, they go out and now piss off their best player. Now watch what's going to happen next. We've seen this story 1,000 times. Hello, trade demand coming.
I think I have their side, though, where at least Carroll says this was the plan and we ran it by him and we were okay here. Maybe he went rogue. I don't know. But it's just you have to just say, no, what we have to do. We've been in this position numerous times and we've screwed it up. We have to get it right now. If we lose Sunday, we're good.
Well, I watched the game against the Texans. He looked fine to me.
Yeah.
But here's the deal, right? So even if they get the number one overall pick, hell, if they get the number two overall pick, the Giants have Jackson Dart. They're not taking a quarterback. This is the year where you want nothing to do with these guys, right? That's the common thought.
I'm glad you said that. What is this talk about? This is the Mendoza Bowl.
You got to be kidding me.
I can't believe how many people have said that.
It's outrageous.
The Giants are not taking a quarterback. I mean, I'm stunned at what I'm hearing.
Yeah, me too. And why is he by default the number one pick in the draft?
That's another good angle, right.
Now, I'll give you an example of only putting so much stock into trends, if any at all. You have to throw out all the previous garbage with this team coming up on Follow the Money. It's VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
It's a huge game coming up on Sunday night. Niners are laying 3 against the Bears, total 52.5. This is another thing, too. These teams are fine. I don't think these teams are anywhere close to being great. And I don't think they would be even considered good teams compared to previous years.
I love the Rams team, but there's flaws with these other teams, and certainly it's wide open, which that's what the league wants.
So here's the team I was talking about again, you can only put so much stock into trends, if any at all, but the Bears are 0-8 straight up, 1-7 ATS in their last 8 Sunday night games, 7 losses by double digits, overall prime time, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, 5-14 straight up, 7-12 ATS. And the reason why I say that is because they got a new head honcho. And I think you take anything from previous years with how bad it was, going back as long as you want to take it, it's not even close to the same thing with him anymore, with Ben Johnson as the coach.
Does this luck streak continue? Can the breaks go their way every single game? Most wins when trailing in the final 2 minutes since 1970, 31 takeaways, plus 21 in the turnover battle. If Purdy's clean, is that good enough? And then it's just also, is it too many injuries to overcome with the San Francisco defense? And Caleb starts cooking, and the Bears do enough offensively, which that was ugly. I mean, congratulations, you won the game. It was an all-time melt by Green Bay. You can't lose that game, and it's 16-6 late. Even without Parsons, they did a great job defensively. Can Salah look at that and maybe find something as well as Adunze's not going to play again?
Right. I'll tell you how teams have done when they score 45-plus points in the NFL in their next game.
Yeah.
They're 24-15 straight up. Only 12-27 ATS when favored at home by 3 or more points. That goes back to 2012. Tough to follow up an A-plus game with another humdinger when you're taking on a pretty good team there, obviously.
Right. Well, they had an easy time of it, no doubt. But then again, when in question, you can lean on McCaffrey. You just give him to him as many times as you need as well. But still, my concerns about the San Francisco defense, if they're able to get, because that was ugly against Rivers. I mean, you were almost, that shouldn't have been that close.
Right.
And they were driving to make that a 7-point game till the pick six.
Now, what do you want to do with his props in this game?
Great question. So I played over 200.5 passing yards. I will advise everyone to wait, though, because if Houston wins, but I think the Chargers win, but if Houston wins, then it gets hairy, because then they might pull them early, or who knows what they're going to, because then they're eliminated.
Right.
So, but I think the adjustment hasn't been made enough, because I think they're going to go back to how they played Monday night, where it's shotgun and spread them out and throw and let the old man cook, and try how they're going to attack Jacksonville. And I think his prop, again, is too low in this one.
Yeah, because it's actually tough to run against Jacksonville, quite tough, in fact. And they are a pass funnel defense. So I think in that, if that's how Steichen was going to game plan against the 49ers, I would anticipate the same thing probably happening here.
What would you do if they're eliminated? Is there even a point to play him?
Oh, I don't. I mean, unless he just says, look, I'm never doing this again. Give me two more games. Then that's going
to
be it.
That's not bad. So if you want to ladder him again, remember, he was plus 250 to hit this last week.
Yeah.
And he got it no problem. Like Mia said, though, earlier, Mia O'Brien, Myers has been so good, the rapport with Lawrence. I don't think, even with Sauce, I question this move to play Sauce.
You have to.
You don't have Buckner. Sauce is going to be rusty, but they can't stop anything. And the way Lawrence has been cooking, 14-0 touchdown INT ratio last four, and they have 118 points their last three games, and they've been killing people in their last six games as well during this winning streak. So I think it's too low, and I think, like she talked about, they're on a mission. They want the division. Who knows if one of these teams slip up, that they can continue to improve their spot. I think Jacksonville wins by a touchdown at least.
All right, the Buccaneers also laying a touchdown at the Dolphins. Todd Bowles, 16-4 under the total as a road favorite. And, of course, they huge spot for this team, obviously. And you all saw what Miami looked like with Quinn Ewers against Cincinnati last week.
Yeah.
And Mike McDaniel in this spot has been terrible as a single-digit dog. 4-18 straight up. 6-16 ATS. Not getting the job done at all. But another game, man. This is why some of these weeks are so difficult. I can't lay this many points with Tampa Bay.
0-7 ATS run. I think they can cover, though. What do you think of John Acorsi using them? The breaking news earlier. One of nine left. He said, I'm taking Tampa. That's my pick.
Well, he said he mentioned this team. He mentioned Cincinnati as well.
Right. Cincinnati will be popular. Seven people have Cincinnati. Seven have Tampa. Four have the Patriots. But then he also probably, because he's probably going to use Cincinnati in week 18. Hopefully he gets through and wins. And he can use Cincinnati against Cleveland. It was bad for Ewers. I know they were embarrassed, so you think maybe they respond, but it's just, I think, boy, oh boy.
Do you think all four?
I can't make a case for Miami here.
Will all four people who still have New England left use them?
I think you have to.
Or do you want to
make a 14-point favorite?
Right, or do you save them for week 18 when they take on Miami?
Buffalo could lose them, and they don't play anybody.
Yeah.
It's a tough call, I know.
Right.
It is a tough call.
Okay, so this is another game that's going to be up in the air, right? Steelers playing at the Browns.
How do you feel about Cincinnati?
About using them in Survivor?
Right. After they got everyone last year. 7.5 against a team that's lost 12 of 13. Oh, McBride. He's only plus 230 at DraftKings, have 10 receptions. That's how bad this team is.
Well,
historically bad defense against tight ends.
Sure. This has all the makings, right?
Yep.
For this guy to save the day.
15 for 120.
Yeah, after he did nothing last week. And if you're still alive with that guy in fantasy leagues to, you know, win your championship this week. Like the same game, the possible same game parlays here against this defense for Trey McBride be just alarming.
Chase has had at least 90 yards in every home game. That's one where I could also see they have no answer for Chase also.
Do you have enough faith in Cincinnati to actually pull the trigger and use them here to win the game?
Well, I don't have options. That's the thing. So if I'm forced, I only four people have New England. So if I'm one of those five remaining who have to go Tampa or Cincinnati, I guess I would go Cincinnati.
Right.
Because I'm at home and Arizona's lost 12 of 13 and can't stop anything. But it's going to make you toss and turn because of how bad they are defensively.
Oh, if you're still alive, you've been tossing and turning for weeks anyway. I'm tossing and turning. I'm not even in the contest. Home teams in the Steelers-Browns rivalry, 13-2-1 straight up, 13-3 ATS last 16. courtesy of Steve Mackin and VSiN.com.
Lowest total of Rodgers' career.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Steelers if the Ravens win tomorrow. If the Steelers need it, I'm confident in this team. And I like how this is, you know, this lunatic fan with the press conference, but how they're rallying around DK. And Rodgers had his back, and I like how the offense has played the last month. I just don't think Watt's out, by the way. I don't think Sanders will do enough here, and maybe they can force some turnovers and what we could get a weather game as well. But everything we just talked about goes out the window if Green Bay wins tomorrow, because then Tomlin's going to sit people, and well, they wrap up the division.
Here's how I think you get in front of that, right? You could actually play You could play it if you have an opinion on it, like which way it's going to break, or you could play both parlays. They're correlated. You could play Green Bay money line with the Browns to cover or Browns money line, or you could play Ravens money line, Steelers minus the 3, or Ravens money line, Steelers money line, right? And both those are going to pay plus money.
Hard to see points in this one if it's Mason Rudolph against Sanders.
Like, do you have a strong enough opinion in the Baltimore game to bet it?
No, I don't. A lot of unknowns.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the coaching staff. Like, is Henry going to be on the field at crunch time when we need him?
Here's what
I mean, it's ridiculous how they just they don't put Henry on the field.
Right. The Packers still are, for the record, still are playing for the division. They can still win the North. So if you like the Packers, and it's going to be, and I like Willis, by the way, I'm totally fine with him. So you could, that could be the angle. And by the way, if you think they're going to cover, then just lay them with the points and then take the Browns. Because if they win that game.
Well, you're right. I like the under, although it's moved big time. But also I would lean Green Bay just because of all the drama nonsense going on in Baltimore right now. This guy isn't Kyler Murray. Quit treating him like Kyler Murray. He's won the MVP. Video game stuff. Not, give me a break.
If it's going to come down to it, it's a pretty easy choice. Like, you're getting rid of the coach, not Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And that's a no-brainer.
What's the haul? How about if he wants to go back to Miami? What do you think that haul is?
Are you talking about Lamar?
Lamar to Miami. Ooh, that'd be juicy.
If he says, trade me, get me out of here right now?
Yeah.
I wonder what a team would give up for him right now.
Gets hurt a lot.
Yeah, that's the point, yeah. Getting up there in age a little bit. I would not break the bank. Love the guy. I would not break the bank at this point. You know?
I just think there's too much. Harbaugh is being asked about his future every day.
Yeah, every single day.
I think the Packers win.
Did you find a number on him to go to the Giants?
I didn't see it, but the Moose is all over it. Moose loves it. He's dialed in.
Well, he's absolutely well-connected in New York.
Yeah, back on a fan, dog. Absolutely.
So that would probably tell me that he's hearing something, you know.
That'd be a great fit. Oh, it'd be a good fit.
Oh, that Giants fans would be very happy with that.
Yes.
They would absolutely say, we can get John Harbaugh as our coach. 1,000%. Let's make that move.
The definition of time for a new voice. And it's, you know, you're a great coach, 18 years, but it's time to move on.
We'll go over NFL incentives and tie them into player props coming up next. A ton of guys can make a boatload of money this week. Their numbers are mostly achievable. We'll run them down here and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, how about some incentives this week for players? Final 2 weeks of the season. Numbers that they can reach to get some pretty big bonuses. I will point out that a lot of the stuff, again, it's going to be fun to track. We'll see what happens. However, books know about this as well. And people on social media have been sharing them now for a good 2 weeks. So they've adjusted. So it's going to be baked in for a lot of this stuff. But there are still maybe some angles here where you can get down on a pretty decent bet or number and think if he gets enough usage that could come through. For example, Nick Chubb has 505 rushing yards. Now, how much time is Mark's going to play tomorrow for the Texans? Nick Chubb gets a $250,000 bonus if he reaches 600 yards on the year. He needs 95.
Mm-hmm.
His rushing prop is between 15.5 and 17.5 yards.
Got to take a bite into that this week. Got to get something going.
He's going to have to probably, like 40 like that would be good also, in that range.
It also depends on the rapport and how these guys get along and who's calling the shots.
Mm-hmm.
Remember years ago when Brady did this, he liked Antonio Brown, one of the few people. But they had a rapport, and he gave them like four catches in the last 2 minutes of the game. It was ridiculous to get his bonuses. And that's when left 1 year left, which was the OC, he came in. Who wants to eat? I got you. Who wants to get paid? And he was, they made him aware of it. And he made sure everyone ate that particular game and who needed what. So the, I think some of the stuff's very important and big.
Yep. So Hunter Henry, he has 52 catches on the year. He gets a $250,000 bonus if he hits 55. Another $250,000 if he hits 60 and 65. At DraftKings, 4-plus catches, minus 130. 5-plus, plus 168. Again, if he gets to 60, he would need 8. 8-plus is 15-1. You can ladder it at those plus prices if you would like, and you think that's a good angle against a really, really rotten Jets defense.
Yeah, this one's tough because you got to win and take care of business.
That's exactly right, and that's going to mean more.
And New England averaging 148 rushing yards the last three games.
Mm-hmm.
Jets give up the third most fantasy points to running backs. Come on, Henderson. Get well, Sue, and hope that you get well because that's just going to be Stevenson and Henderson all day here. And then maybe Vrabel says, this is what working. That's working. We're good. And maybe you get a Buffalo loss later.
Well, here's another one, too. Stephon Diggs needs four more catches for 500,000. He needs 131 more yards for 500,000 as well.
Just had a kid. Needs diaper money.
60-plus yards plus 105. 100-plus is plus 567. You can ladder the highest number that I saw on him. Again, he needs 131. Okay, 130-plus is plus 1960.
Great.
To pretty much wipe it out and take care of that bonus all of it in one game.
It's a dangerous New England team when he shows up like he did last week. He was awesome in the Ravens game.
Yeah, and May does throw such a beautiful pass, man.
Yep.
There are a bunch of guys who need a half a sack or a sack. I did not see sack props up on most of these games at last check, but I'll point them out anyway. Joseph Asai, Cincinnati, has five. He needs one more for a $250,000 bonus. Eric Armstead, think about this for a second. He has 5.5 sacks. He needs 1.5 more for, I was reading, $1 million bonus. Hello.
Wow. Hello, indeed.
You have Cameron Jordan. He needs half a sack for a $600,000 bonus. And then DaQuan Jones with the Bills. A couple of guys actually with the Bills. He's won. One more sack for $250,000. Two more sacks for $500,000. Matt Milano needs two more for $500,000. Joey Bosa needs one for $250,000.
Wouldn't that be something if Rodgers, they take him out and it's Rudolph against Garrett and Garrett gets the record against Rudolph with their history?
Ah, yeah. Good call.
Got to find something on Garrett to see if he can get it done and break the record Sunday.
Tony Pollard needs 151 yards rushing for a $250,000 bonus, two more touchdowns for $200,000 more. I'm just going to tell you the ladders. 100-plus is plus 534. If you think he can wipe it out in this game, 150-plus yards is 41-1.
Saints defense been good. 10-1 under run for the game as well. Yeah, and then you would have to face Jacksonville, and that's not going to go well.
He's also plus 175 anytime touchdown, 14-1 to score twice in the game.
Two.
But like you said, yeah, Saints have been sneaky good.
Yes, they have been.
See, here's what I don't know about Saquon Barkley. Like, how much does it really mean to the Eagles here? He needs 155 yards from scrimmage for a $500,000 bonus. He's around 97. You can maybe ladder this at a couple of books, but he's around 97.5 rushing and receiving for the game.
I would go hard here, knowing how bad I've been on offense. Have a good performance. Let's try to get some good stuff on tape here, a little momentum, and then I'll sit people against Washington. That's how I would play it if I'm Sirianni. But I don't know.
Yep.
But that's Sal Powell was kind of making the case. Maybe Hurts doesn't play the whole game. Philadelphia treats this. But Barkley, should eat against this horrible Buffalo run defense.
Yep. What kind of game is Rico Dowdle in for against this stiff Seattle defense?
Good question. Also, I got to see what the carries are going to be. That's another one.
Dowdle gets $1.25 million with 70 total yards and $1 million. That's $1 million for that. And he gets $250,000 for one more TD. 50 plus rushing yards minus 105 at DK plus 195 to score anytime.
Okay.
Opta AI stats. Strong. You can go to VSiN.com/NFL props. They are projecting Dowdle to hit 63 yards in this game, and that's like 17 yards over his prop number. Now, if you can find a number on Sterling Shepard with the Buccaneers, I didn't see one up earlier, but decent rapport there. Tough to figure it out, though, but because Mayfield's got all of his guys back now, and he loves force-feeding Mike Evans the ball. He needs one catch for $125,000. He needs 29 yards for $125,000. So, you know, you'd lay a fortune probably for him to get one catch, but 29 yards in one game, $125,000. Again, two games to do it, but against Miami, maybe he can do it here. And one more here with the Saints, going back to the Titans game. Again, Shuck's been awesome. Juwan Johnson, 67 yards from a $250,000 bonus. He had 8 for 89 last week. Titans secondary ranks around number 24 in the entire league. 50-plus yards, plus 129, 60-plus, plus 210, 70-plus, plus 337. Those are some of the biggest incentives that I saw for this week. Or most achievable, anyway, that can maybe get it done in one game.
Packers down to 3.5 at DraftKings.
Oh, by the way, I looked at several books. They are not allowing that correlated parlay.
Interesting. Okay. McKay gave that out. McKay gave that out on the air. It was good.
You might be able to get it some offshore spots. Uh-huh. I looked at Circa, checked at FanDuel. No good on a Packers-Browns parlay. The more I think about it, I think the Packers need to be a play this week.
The Packers what?
The Packers need to be a play for me.
Yeah?
At that number. They're going to get Huntley. And again, I like Willis, fine. This Baltimore team has been... Are they the most disappointing team in football? Does that go to the Lions because they've officially been eliminated? How about if you go back to that Monday night game and you told me that both teams would miss the playoffs? I'd be like, come
no
on,
kidding.
Get drug tested right now.
No kidding. Absolutely. That's bad. Also, Monken as well. Like, you're doing teams a favor, especially in cold weather, when you take Henry off the field.
Yes, no kidding.
I mean, that was unacceptable Sunday night what they did. 90 yards, three games in a row. But the carry's going to be there. Yeah, I think it has to get a heavy dose with Huntley now being the starter.
One would think. And then what's the split, by the way, going to be for the Packers? Because it's up in the air if Jacobs is going to go or not. And if he does, then, you know, Wilson's been pretty good spelling him. And it's going to be you've talked about this a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
With, hey, you look up Packers late second quarter, each team has had the ball like twice. This is going to be a very run-heavy game from them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Short
pass, both quarterbacks, short stuff.
Yeah. Design runs
Dink
for Willis.
Dunk. That's right.
Running the ball in general anyway. They flip it, man. It's not even close to the same offensive game plan when it's Willis in there compared to Love.
Yep. 7-6, Minnesota. 9 minutes, third quarter. 30.5, the in-play total.
We're going to get 18 more points in this game? Yeah. Not have a lot of explosive plays here between these two teams.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift or a smarter way to bet the biggest games of the season? VSiN's Holiday Special gives you VSiN Pro access through May 1st, just $79. Every best bet, every host, every guest, the betting splits, DraftKings, and Circa. The AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, covering everything from bowl season, the playoffs, to the madness, and the Masters. You get the college football playoff betting guide, expert playoff brackets, power ratings, college football and bowl best bets. Give yourself the gift of smarter betting. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe. VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right, let's check this bowl game right now. How many yards we got going in this game? Yeah. Minnesota's averaging 4.5 yards per play. They got 149 yards on 33 plays. New Mexico, 3.2 yards per play. Neither offense doing anything. But they've both been good on third down, believe it or not. We'll get into our best bets for the weekend in pocket plays coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's children on these games!
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
They were not great matchups on paper. Great job by the books with the creativity with the Christmas Day triple header. Some big tickets cashed. I can't believe Turpin caught one ball, had the most receiving yards out of everyone, and was 70-1 just in the Dallas game. Even though he missed from 58, longest made field goal, Cowboys and Aubrey, a winner. He hit from 52, took a shot with Josh Johnson. Josh Johnson, most passing yards. He had second most. Dak had a big day, though, so the 16-1, no good. And Lutz let us down. He made two field goals, but they were short. So both teams to make a 33-yard field goal was a loser there. Got Army tomorrow to start the day, 8 in the morning. I was going to tell you to grab 10 if you wanted it. And then the UConn money showed, down to 8 or 7.5. Army money line minus 145. Navy laying 4. January 2nd, that's up to 7. Saints money line against the Titans. See if Shuck and the Saints can keep it going. And remember that great trend. They've yet to have the lead at the end of the first quarter of any game this year. 2-13 ATS in the first quarter. 0-13-2 on the money line. For the game, they're on a 10-1 under run. But I think Shuck delivers again against his bad Titans defense. Rivers over 204.5 against Jacksonville. I think it's going to be a lot of chuck and duck again. Go shotgun, throw it around. Can't run on Jacksonville. I don't think he'll change the game plan after what he did Monday night and the success that Rivers had through the air. The best trend going in sports, Fairbairn over 1.5 made field goals, $1.70 at Caesars. Click on kicking props. It's under Texans. This is under Fairbairn now. They changed it, but this was plus money for a while. Now it's minus 170, 25-3 overrun this prop. Myers has been great as well. 8-1 overrun before the Rams game. Over 1.5 made field goals is $1.20. Myers in Seattle have the longest made field goal is $1.20. Patriots lane 7.5 in the first half against the Jets. 9-0 this year against teams under 500. Average win 13 points per game. And also they have great numbers going back. 14-1-1 in the first half on the money line. 11-1-1 last 12. 12-3 ATS this year. Great job by Vrabel and his staff. And I think they put it on the Jets and Cook. And it's been dreadful with his starts. Chargers money line tomorrow and a great game to start on NFL Network. If they win, the division's on the line week 18. If the Texans win, they're in. And of course, you have to go both teams. It's $1.80 at Westgate. I won't give you that juice. But at Caesars, it's $1.40, $1.30 in that range. Both teams to make a 35-yard field goal in the Dicker-Fairbairn matchup tomorrow. Good luck, everyone.
All right, Paul, have a weekend. Was not good for me on Christmas Eve. Clippers in the first quarter that night against the Rockets, no good. They won every other quarter, and they killed them. Not the first quarter. Jazz first quarter money line was a loser. Reed Sheppard over threes, no good. All three of those were losers. Props, a little dicey here lately. Pending game tomorrow, Clemson, Penn State under 48.5, but still around 48, 47.5. Can be some key numbers, though. Still like it. And I'm treading lightly this week as of right now. I'll have more bets on the Sunday morning tailgate show, 9 o'clock Eastern time. We're on the air for 3 hours leading into the games. But Giants Raiders under 41.5. If the number is right, it's 100-1 at one book. If it's maybe a little bit higher than that, I'm betting no touchdown in that game as well. And let me give you this. Who's having the better year? A little blind resume. One player has 863 yards and 12 touchdowns. The other player has 924 yards and 7 touchdowns. So,
what is this, running back?
It's a running back versus a wide receiver.
A running back versus a wide receiver.
And the running back also has 46 catches. 863 total yards, 12 touchdowns for the running back.
Unveil?
R.J. Harvey versus Ted McMillan.
Oh, okay.
R.J. Harvey has 5 more touchdowns. Yeah. He's 80-1 at DK to win Rookie of the Year. So JVT and I do a podcast every week on Tuesdays called Pod of the Futures. He brought him up 2 weeks ago, and we've had other listeners of the pod bring him up as well. Like, no steam at all for R.J. Harvey to win Rookie of the Year? But Ted McMillan's minus 360?
I know. Some of this stuff doesn't make sense. Official horse racing partner of VSiN, First Bet. Go for bettors who demand more. First Bet isn't just about placing a bet. It's about helping bettors of all levels with AI handicapping tools that provide data-driven insights to help you make smarter bets. Their in-app tools give you win, place, and show probabilities for each runner so you can quickly and easily identify good value plays and improve your ROI. Take advantage of limited time $250 sign-up offer. Claim your bonus promo code VEASAN250. Sign up in the First Bet app or at firstbet.com. Promo code VEASAN250. Great job, Evan Abrams. Since 1990, eliminated teams playing teams that need to win the last 2 weeks, 61% ATS. Minnesota over Detroit, bang. Chiefs, Broncos, bang. Last week, Houston and Las Vegas. You could count that one if you wanted as well. So there's already a tax on the must-win here and inflated numbers. This is staggering.
Do we have any other examples this week? We will if the Colts get eliminated.
Yes.
Although, I mean, Jacksonville's already in the playoffs, yeah, but they're still playing for the division.
It's how you want to, how do you want to, what's your definition of you need to win? Like, Patriots are in, but I would say they need to win, right? That would count, Jets,
yeah.
Right? Okay. If the Packers lose, Steelers would qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers, Browns, that's another one. You mentioned the code angle. I would say Tampa needs to win, right?
Well, yeah, because
Tampa's another one against Miami.
If Tampa loses,
Seattle has to win.
Right, and then Carolina wins. It's so, finito.
Excuse me, Carolina has to win. Right,
right,
then,
yeah,
it's
then it's over with.
Right. If not, they're playing for the division week 18.
Where is Tampa going to go? List of most disappointing teams if they actually fail to win that division.
That's a big one. They were 6-2.
Yeah.
Right? Carolina, all 8 wins is a dog. That's a record. Patriots 17-2 straight up last 19 against the Jets. Jags 17-3-1 run against the Colts. Oh, you asked the question earlier. Dallas 15-1 to the over in the first half. 2019 Tampa 14-2 over.
Jameis.
2024 Carolina 14-3. 2020 Dallas 13-3.
Wait, hold on. Last year's Carolina team?
They did, yeah.
First half over 14, was a big deal?
Yeah. How about this? The Pittsburgh Steelers, 38-0 straight up, 37-1 ATS when they win, going back.
So the point spread doesn't matter.
They've scored fewer than 7 points in the first quarter, 67 games in a row. But there's another one. Some of this stuff, incredible. Come on.
Here's a creative prop that books, you could probably just bet it with the other way, but how many wins will the combined one seeds have this year in the playoffs?
Oh, I like it.
If you could bet under a half, or you could just bet the teams going there to play on the money line in both the games and parlay them if you would like. But that would be like, there's an angle here where it's just going to be completely up in the air. The whole thing, both conferences, man. Like, again, I don't want to beat a dead horse here with the Bronco thing. I like it when the Broncos are good. I like their fan base. The defense is awesome to watch. They have a lot of wins over, first of all, really bad teams, and they were lucky to win a ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
This team doesn't do anything for me for the most part.
Shouldn't we take Jacksonville? Number one, Houston can win, and the Colts are eliminated. Number two, aren't they going to blow them out anyways?
Yeah, I think so.
Lawrence is on this sick run.
Right.
118 points last 3 games. He's got a 14-0 touchdown INT ratio last 4. They've owned the Colts.
I would say, and look, I mean, moneyline parlays, week 17, week 18, a little dicey. As you said, teams that are out of it can bite still. But come on, the Jags, unless they just go back to who they were before this awesome run, Jags are going to win that game, aren't they?
Yes, I think so.
I mean, what's the overall game plan if Indy's been eliminated? Do they decide, unless Phillip says, look, I came out of retirement, I'm just, let me play it out, let me do the string here, and then I'll call it quits right off into the sunset. Does Steichen just say, yeah, man, you're 44. Thanks, it was fun, call it a day. And then what? Who do they pivot to?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Anthony Richards healthy?
The Buckner out, but you get Sauce back, but who knows what he's going to give you.
I would not be playing Sauce Gardner.
Vikings, 12-3 under in the first half. Bills, 3-12 ATS first half. Jacksonville, 12-3 over their team total. Green Bay, 7-0 under at home first half. Pittsburgh, 8-0 ATS at home in the first half. throw that out. We'll worry about it next week.
All right, stay tuned. Up next here on VSiN, you're going to get the Circa Friday Football Invitational with Matt Humans. The final eight handicappers are battling for their share of the $30,000 prize. Remember, as a VSiN Pro subscriber, you're going to get their picks and best bets emailed to you after the show. Stick around for the Sports Gambling Podcast with Sean Green and Ryan Kramer at 10 o'clock Eastern. Tomorrow, start your day with VSiN's Tailgate Show with Ben Stevens at 9 a.m. Eastern. Have a great weekend.